This is an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder.
Michael Wendroff has just released his debut novel, a thriller called What Goes Around. It's his first book, despite the fact that he has publishing in his blood. In fact, he earned an MBA in marketing, and his thesis was on marketing in the publishing industry. Michael joins us from Lake Garda, Italy, via riverside.com. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Jess Tickety-Boo, thanks very much for being on the program with us. So, as I mentioned, you have publishing in your blood. Your mother was in publishing, right?
My mother was, and in fact, I'll tell you two things about her. I mean, one is she was really the impetus for writing the story I did in What Goes Around, because the real incentive for doing it was something she said to me the second that I was born, or so I'm told. I was put on her chest. She looked deeply into my eyes and she said, "Oh, how nice to see you again." And it was always that again part that intrigued me. And I always wanted to do something with that. But I went into a business career and it took a number of years before I finally wrote that book. And that line does play heavily into it. But my mother was in publishing, as you mentioned. She was actually an editor back in the day with New York City publishing firms. And I can distinctly remember her sitting on a weekend on the couch with manuscript pages strewn about her, red pen in hand, and marking those pages up. So I guess I should have been prepared for when my editor got back to me with his edits. They weren't in red pen anymore, but I'd say the comments in the margin of the Word document were probably just as tough. But I guess I was prepared a bit for it, for my mother's experience.
Is your mother still with us?
She is not, at least not physically.
Okay. Was she still with us when you wrote your thesis?
She was. And that thesis writing experience was quite interesting because, you know, I had to interview a lot of people in the publishing industry in order to get this the thesis done. And I had some help in making contacts because there's a trade journal called Publishers Weekly, and that journal got wind of my project, and the editor of it said, if this turns out well, we may publish that. And she gave me these contacts, and one of the contacts was a editor-in-chief at Simon & Schuster. And I remember waiting to interview him, and I was, waiting and waiting. It was way past the time of the interview. And then all of a sudden, his door opens up, and he waves me over and says, "Come here, Michael. I want to introduce you to someone." And who is it but Truman Capote? I mean, talk about thriller writers in cold blood. And he looked just as you would expect, in the white suit and the big hat, and it was a lot of fun. But what was even more fun, actually, was that Publishers Weekly Trade Journal did excerpt my thesis in three separate magazine issues, and they actually paid me for it. So I got paid for writing my MBA thesis, and that was the first time I got paid for writing, and I like that.
Did your mother ever try to pull you into the quote-unquote family business, and was... As far as she's concerned, was your thesis sort of like, "Oh, this is the beginning. This is where I set the trap"?
well, that's a good point. But she was one that would want me to do what would make me happy. And my thesis really did marry the two things I love: books to begin with, and then. I went to business school and learned marketing, and I really became intrigued with that. But I had even more of a publishing background because my mother had remarried a literary agent. And, literary agents are the go-between authors and traditional publishing houses. You know, the publishing houses won't look at your work unless it comes through an agent. So he was an agent, and a lot of his clients were thriller writers, mystery writers. So, I was all of those type of books were around me for free. So I got into those and I got to learn from reading tons of them what I liked and what seemed to sell and what worked. And in fact, I also remember that one of his clients was Robert Ludlum, who a lot of people may know from the Bourne movies with Matt Damon. And one time we were invited over to his winter home, which was in the Caribbean. And I remember I got up early one morning and I saw him in his living room, which had a pool in the middle of it and a roof that was open. And he was there sitting there with these yellow legal pads and a Dixon Ticonderoga number 2 pencil. And he was scribbling away. And that is how he wrote his 450-page novels by hand. Now, I admired Ludlum's plotting in prose, but, you know, thankfully when it came time for me to write my novel, I had a PC. I don't think I could do it by hand.
So tell us about What Goes Around is about.
So What Goes Around is a thriller about mysterious shootings that are happening in a small town. Two detectives who hate each other, based on what happened in the police academy together, are assigned to the case, although the relationship does evolve a bit. But on their journey to find out what's going on, they delve into the secret worlds of these terrible hate groups, these incels, supremacists, boogaloo boys. These are actual groups that exist. A young naive boy is involved, is caught up in this whole thing. And there's tons of twists and turns until we get to that major twist at the end. And, you know, I love that the reviewers are saying that it's a real page turner. And, you know, J.D. Barker, who's a number one New York Times bestselling author, said of it, "Wendroff expertly weaves a narrative that begs just one more page." So I'm happy for all that. I seem to have achieved what I wanted to do in storytelling.
Did you, during the process of writing this book, did you get, dare I say, closer to your mom?
I would think of her often while I was writing, especially some of the little, I don't know if you call them spiritual, but these other parts of it. You know, I would often think of words she would tell me about writing and, you know, things like, make sure when you're writing, you're not just telling a story, but you're showing it. You're showing it happening and not just telling it. And little tips along the way that I always remembered. So I would say the answer to that is for sure, yes.
By the way, when your mother said, "Oh, how nice to see you again," did you ever find out what she meant by that? And do you now have the opportunity to repeat that sentence to her?
What she said she meant by that was that she felt very strongly that she knew me in a prior life. You know, I think I will definitely see her again. And, you know, when my children were born, I didn't get a chance to say that. But I'm sure sometime in the future that very well could occur.
You mentioned earlier, I mean, you went into marketing. You had your own very successful marketing company. So what led you to writing this book at the time that you did it? Let me guess, was it the pandemic?
You got it, and I guess that is true for a lot of authors. But it was really, you know, at that point where in my town, you, as in many, I mean, you couldn't do anything. You couldn't play tennis. You couldn't even go to the beach. So I'd always wanted to write a book, you know, life and business and all that got in the way. But during the pandemic, I had, you know, no more excuses. So I went ahead and I did it, and I have my own way of going about writing, but it was the pandemic that finally made me do it, and thankfully that did happen for me, at least.
And now you have the bug because you want to continue writing. correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I am happiest when I'm writing. So I'm already writing book two, and it's going to have the same main characters as in the first book. And of course, it'll be a thriller too. And, you know, I think it makes sense that, you know, it's almost like branding, where you want the readers to know of you for writing a certain type of book. And, you know, if your first book does well, which mine thankfully has, and you know, a lot of readers may have established a good relationship with my characters and want to learn more about them. So that's why I would use them again in the second book.
I said in the introduction that we're talking to you from Lake Garda, Italy. You actually divide your time between Sarasota, Florida, and Italy. How did that come about?
I do. And it came about, you know, I'm originally from New York and then many years in Connecticut. And then about 9 years ago, we moved down to Florida because I was doing marketing consulting, and I can do that basically from anywhere. You know, my largest client was a company called Godrej, which is in Mumbai, India. So they didn't care, you know, where in the USA I lived. And, you know, we did, at that point, there were a lot of snowstorms, and we decided to move down to Florida. And we really enjoyed it. But every summer in those 9 years, it's gotten hotter and more humid. So finally, a couple years ago, we said, we got to look for something else. And, you know, given how I love Italian food, we ended up at Lake Garda, which is northern Italy, because, you know, southern Italy can be as hot as Florida, but northern Italy on a lake is quite nice and very fortunate.
Well, congratulations on your new book, your first book, What Goes Around. I understand, by the way, one last question.
Sure.
Your lineage goes beyond your mother, who was in publishing. Tell us about your great-grandfather.
Yes. My great-grandfather was actually brought over from the University of Copenhagen in Denmark by Thomas Edison to go work with him in the labs. That's why my mother is from New Jersey, and he actually had a patent for plastic buttons back before then. You know, people used wood or whatever. So now for me, any chance I get to wear a button-down shirt, I will.
I'm guessing that you don't own a turtleneck.
Right.
Michael, thank you very much for taking the time to be on the program with us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Absolutely. This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Michael Wendroff, author of What Goes Around. You can go to our website at thestufffile.com, check out the show number for this program, which is show number 0840, and you'll find the links to Michael's site, plus links to either Amazon.com or Amazon.ca, where you can order his book directly.
You've just heard an exclusive excerpt from the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder. To hear any or all of the full hour-long shows, visit thestufffile.com. Stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. That's thestufffile.com. A presentation of Flying Fish Communications.